Welcome back to Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. Out on the campaign trail, Donald Trump has bragged about the success of one of his business ventures, Trump University. As it turns out, there are questions about those successes. The New York Times reports students there may have been pressured to give instructors positive reviews, which got us thinking, employees are pretty much constantly asking for reviews about their performance almost everywhere you go. So what do those reviews even mean? Gigi Duban has this story.
Bank tellers, the cable guy, the mechanic who changed your oil. Chances are good at least one of these has sealed your little interaction with this.
You're going to get a call or you're going to get a survey pretty soon, and I hope what you'll do is you'll give me a 10.
Scott Bretzman is president of Customer Care Measurement and Consulting. He says workers in the hotel industry were notorious for wearing pins that said, "Give me a 10." On a recent tour through Alaska, three different people asked him for a review.
In each of those cases, I had a pretty good experience, and then lo and behold, I was asked to write a review.
Not a coincidence. Adam Alter teaches marketing at NYU. He says plenty of people want to leave reviews.
Especially if they're really, really happy or really, really unhappy.
Alter says companies use this feedback in different ways.
So some will just use the numbers as a threshold just to help them make very broad personnel decisions. Others might even tie compensation to the numbers.
The downside? People find it annoying, Bretzman says. His company did a study that showed customers don't like being asked directly to review someone's service.
People feel coerced. People feel pressured. It's a really awkward, uncomfortable feeling.
In general, most people seem to blow these things off. If your grocery clerk has ever handed you a receipt with a link to a survey circled at the bottom and you ignored it, you're not alone. Bretzman says response rates from receipts range from 5 to 15%. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.